hello, and welcome to the First Ursuline College Athletics Weekly Podcast. My name is Brandon Stewart, Sports Information Director. I'm joined by Caleb Campbell, our head volleyball coach. And Caleb, first off, welcome back to what is certain to be just a completely different year for us all around at Ursuline this year and across the country.
Yeah, one could say. I mean, look at us already with sporting some mask on a live podcast. So we get to kind of start off by, you know, at least taking some time to be reflective and see that it is going to be a little bit different. But I think that overall, I think we've done a great job as a university and as a department in figuring out what's going to be best for our student athletes and then our student population as well. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and as we're recording this, and depending on when you watch it or listen to it, students are starting classes today on Monday. They're back in campus, walking over here. We saw some people in classrooms wearing their mask. You know, again, looks a little different, but everybody seems to be, you know, adjusting to that. And it's going to be an adjustment, especially, I mean, not only for coaches, but especially for the student athletes. Just the adjustment period that they're going to have, what things are going to look like here coming into this this semester.
Right. You know, I think it's important, too, that our student population and student athletes as well both take into account the parameters that are in place across campus. And it seems that everybody's doing a great job so far. Like I said, I think that it was kind of awkward, like seeing people sitting in class, professor teaching with a mask on, students sitting with masks on. But I think overall it's going to be a great experience. And again, I think we've done a great job at accommodating things thus far.
Now, one of the things, you know, we go back and it feels like it was 10 years ago when we go back to March when this all started. I think we all kind of thought, all right, like maybe we're going to, things will go for a few weeks and we'll be back and we'll finish off the spring and everything's going to be okay. Obviously it didn't work out that way. But just kind of talk a little bit about the job that your students from a volleyball perspective did just handling the spring semester. I mean, we had 88 student athletes on the all-conference academic team, one of our highest GPAs ever, and probably one of the toughest circumstances ever. Sure. But just a great job by them. But can maybe just talk about a little bit from a volleyball perspective.
Yeah, of course. I, you know, we were weekly checking in with our kids, sometimes multiple times a week. You know, we, while we're on campus, have academic meetings every other week with our student athletes, and if need be, we can have more. So my assistant did a great job at continuing to do those, but during our weekly meetings, it was a big push. You know, we were still checking in on the academics, but you know, my team specifically, we came out with, I'm pretty positive it was a 3.6 or something like that, as far as the team roster, the GPA goes. And so I think our kids did a great job at the transition of it. You know, even, you know, it's not ideal for anybody, even as a freshman. You know, you always hear college is different than high school. Well, I think overall this year was different than anything we've ever come across. You know, we do have online courses, but not necessarily hybrid like we had to kind of, you know, instantly go into. But for my group specifically, they, you know, thought that overall the university did a great job at the transition of getting them, you know, taken care of from the academic side of things. But I mean, I'm happy now that we're back on campus and we are getting to work through this hybrid model that we've established and kind of see how things are going to flow. But I think that just getting back to campus and being able to be in the atmosphere of having your teammates, having your peers, having an instructor, being around your coach, like I know my athletes specifically are super excited to just get back into the gym and be able to grow from that aspect, because you know, they come here first as a student, but then secondly, they have that athletic portion that they want to be able to compete in. And that's the part that's been missing for them, is just being in the gym, around their teammates, in the weight room. So I selfishly am excited for next week, whenever we kind of get the ball rolling and get back to things.
Yeah, and it's been really one of the benefits for us, obviously being a women's focused college and only having women's teams and being a little bit on the smaller size. You know, smaller classes aren't really a thing to us. Sure. I mean, our ratio is somewhere between 8-1, 9-1, something like that right now. So, you know, smaller classes for us. I know my class this semester, I have 5 people in it. And, you know, Alaric, our cross country coach, he's got 12, and we say that might be the biggest class we've ever had. So, but from an overall perspective, it was the largest freshman class we've ever had. We have over 100 incoming students, and the most athletes that we've had in a while as well. I think we have 161 athletes right now. So, you know, in certain aspects, it's been an upward trend for us, which is, we're blessed to be able to have that for sure. So it'll just be the adjustment period of everybody coming back. But I think since we had some practice with it back in March, unfortunately that we had to go through that, but but I think we learned a lot from it too.
Sure.
And now, you know, I wish we'd had stock in Zoom.
I mean, who doesn't? You know, we were just, as we were coming down here, you know, it seems that they're having some technical difficulties, but I mean, if everybody is utilizing the same platform across the nation, you know, it's expected to happen. But I, like you said, I think it's awesome that we do have our women's focused college here, that we're able to have some smaller numbers and our students are able to be able to have that smaller ratio. And I think that the one-on-one attention is definitely something that I know I sell as a coach whenever I'm actively recruiting students. So it's important that you guys as the listeners know how important it is to us that we do have that capability. So I definitely am excited to continue to hear, especially from my athletes today. I'll see them for the first time to like see how that experience of being in a different setting is going. And I'm sure as we progress through the weeks here, we'll kind of update you guys on what the experiences are like from our students particularly, you know, and hopefully we can get some on here to give you some firsthand feedback on what it's like to be a student in the classroom.
Yeah, and really kind of going forward with this, I mean, we have a plan, but we don't have a plan.
Yeah,
is that the best way
that?
To put it?
Yeah.
You know, we want to bring you a different perspective. We want to get, you know, some coaches involved and some student athletes involved as well, especially now with the fall, and it kind of moves into the fall sports update section that we have that, you know, the only sports that are competing right now are going to be golf and cross country in the fall. So we want to, you know, still, you know, obviously you would be in season right now.
Yep.
Soccer would be in season. Some other sports would be starting up and everything like that. So we want to really kind of focus on those student athletes and kind of just give them an outlet to still be known and seen in what would be a time where right now you would already have be your third week of preseason starting the real thing.
Yeah, I mean, this would be the first weekend for us to start our preseason competition, you know.
Yep.
So this weekend we were gearing up to go play at Clarion and then host a home tournament, which we were super excited about. And then, you know, we were supposed to actually end up going to Alaska the last preseason weekend.
Yeah.
So, you know, but our athletes are, like I said, and I can't say it enough, they're just excited to be back on campus and be in the gym. So it is very foreign to kind of just sit in my office and not really do a lot of stuff. But I think that has allowed me as a coach to kind of do a little bit of introspection and figure out how I can connect more with my athletes outside of the gym and be a little bit more engaged in their lives and understand what they're trying to do after college, right? And continue to grow there and then encourage them in the classroom and in the community.
Yeah, and I think, you know, from the sports information side of things, it's just trying to figure out, again, how to do things like this.
Absolutely.
How to do some different stuff with our social media and highlight some things that maybe happened in the past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been doing, like last week we did a Trivia Tuesday, and we've done some Wallpaper Wednesdays, and just different things to keep people engaged, you know, in a time where they're used to seeing game results come
Absolutely.
Across every Friday and Saturday, and race results on the weekends and everything like that. So I think that it goes just back to just trying to be creative and outside the box. And I think that's kind of where we were going with this idea when we talked about it. So it should be a good chance for, you know, our student athletes to get some practice with some of this stuff too.
Yeah, I mean, I think
some of them are a little shy.
Yeah. So I think it'll encourage them to, you know, come out of their shells a little bit. And, you know, I think it might take a little bit of encouragement from us, but I think that they do a great job at, you know, if we are kind of giving them some direction, they do a great job at just being their true authentic selves and giving us that insight to what it's like to be a student athlete here at Ursuline.
Yep. And, you know, they moved in this past weekend,
yep.
Moved back to campus. That obviously looked a little bit different with limiting the amount of people that can move people in. Normally we have a really great partnership with last year, I think it was the Gilmore football team. The high school came over. They helped move stuff in. We couldn't do that again because obviously you don't want people, you know, touching other people's stuff and all of that. So, again, it looked a little bit different because it was spread out over 3 days. And but just from the players that you've talked to, especially the freshmen, like their move-in process, like what was it like for them? And then adjusting to dorm life for the first time.
You know, I shout out to Gina. Gina, you did a great job. We're very, very happy with everything that you've continued to do to make sure that everybody feels safe and educated. Everybody just across campus, huge shout out to you, but Gina specifically as this topic has come across. But, you know, I had athletes start moving in as early as Tuesday of last week, and then my last couple have moved in just over on Saturday. And I think overall they've had a great experience. You know, we are I definitely have the ability now with us being smaller to offer single occupancy in a double room, which is – kind of unheard of.
Yeah.
When it comes to college life, you know, I remember being in a dorm with three other people, like, and yeah. understanding what the adaptation of other people's space and like their time and being conscientious of those things. But I guess our kids kind of have it made in a way,
yeah.
unfortunately, with the pandemic.
And in freshmen, I promise. This week, it's going to be hot. By the weekend, it's going to be 75. There's a high on Saturday.
Right.
It's going to cool off. Those rooms will get cooler. If you don't have the
grab
benefit
a fan,
of...
go get a fan.
Yeah. It will cool off a little bit. And then after that, then you'll be worried that it's too cold. So,
exactly.
you know, just got to make it through these first couple of days as far as not having the AC. But I think that's also just part of the
experience.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it's character building.
Yeah, I would completely agree, you know, and then... As far as orientation goes, I had three incoming freshmen and a transfer student, and so they all kind of were able to interact with one another yesterday and kind of formally meet each other physically. You know, they physically have seen each other on Zoom, but not
yeah.
like necessarily physically been able to meet one another. So, but I think overall the orientation team did a great job with keeping everybody socially distant and, excuse me, making sure that all of our students were able to get the experience just as if they would if it was a normal day, right?
Right.
Or a normal situation, quote unquote normal, situation for orientation. So Nancy, here's your shout out. Great job. Brandon and I, of course, got to hop in some vans yesterday
yeah.
and help you out. So great idea, by the way, with offering the ability to run off campus pretty quick and grab some last minute things. So
yep.
I know that the experience for my individuals that were on my bus going to Target, of course, who doesn't love Target anyway, but shout out to Target. But they the experience for them was really good.
Yeah, I think, you know, sometimes, especially with freshmen or, you know, you're moving from out of state, you might not have a car here yet. Maybe it hasn't gotten here
yep.
yet. Maybe your parents are driving it out next weekend or the holiday weekend. And, you know, you just didn't have anybody around to get
yep.
you to go to Walmart and get some basic stuff. So, yeah, that was cool to be able to do for a couple hours yesterday and, you know, take some people back and forth and let them kind of get settled in. And just also, too, the ones that haven't been in this area, just to see
show
the area
off.
A little
yeah.
bit. Because, I mean, our campus is obviously located on a beautiful plot of land, and it just doesn't seem like there's a whole lot around it, but as soon as you go right down the street, you've got
everything.
Target, you've got five Chipotles, you've got
all the necessities.
Walmart, yeah, you've got everything you could possibly need within a quick little trip down the road. So I think that was good, and hopefully that's something that they'll kind of look to continue and do if people are able to need it. But yeah, people got moved in and kind of got settled in and unpacked a little bit, and now again going back to the first day of classes today, starting with the class part of it, but then you guys are going to have team meetings and stuff starting
yep.
this afternoon
yep.
and concussion testing and all the stuff that you normally have to do, but
yep.
now with a little bit extra.
Yeah, so it's definitely a cool thing too, I think, you know, with us being kind of pushed back to the spring for, you know, for now and anticipating we'll get our competition in, like, this kind of gives us a nice platform to kind of slowly progress back into things, which I'm thankful for, you know. Our athletes have not really been in a gym where I could, you know, my staff and I could see what they're doing and how they're growing and what they're doing in the weight room. And so I think it's great that we're kind of taking this week to kind of slow things down and
mm-hmm.
then be able to acclimate from a more, you know, a more integrated platform.
Yeah.
We normally it's, hey, you're here on a Friday, we start practice 2 days on Monday. Like, but this is allowing us to, you know, have some time to initiate more conversations about what expectations are from each position or even collectively as a team, and for us to have a lot more conversations and do some fun activities. You know, I know myself and my assistant have taken some time to do kind of a welcome week back with our athletes
mm-hmm.
as far as like doing a different activity each day as they get here, and then once cleared this week with all of our concussion testing and physicals and all that stuff, we'll get to start practice next week. But I think it's very important right now as a coach, you know, that I have to step back and take the piece of continuing to keep my athletes engaged and make sure that during this time of maybe not being as active as we normally would be,
right.
that we are still doing the right things by keeping them engaged through different activities that are going to collectively set us up for success in the future.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing, is keeping them engaged.
Yeah.
That's such a huge factor, because again, they're used to being here. The normal move-in day in a normal year, I think, was August 14th this
mm-hmm.
year, or August
yep.
13th, something
yep.
like that. So they would have already been here for
almost
11 days
yeah.
at this point. So they're just getting here now and getting settled in. And again, obviously with the mask and the social distancing, practice is going to look a
sure.
lot different
yep.
As well now too. But also What changes now from, you know, you said, you know, normally you'd be playing a game this weekend, a match this weekend. Now we're talking February or March.
Yep.
How does the ramping up process kind of work with that?
Yeah. So we compliance wise are able to kind of stagger things as far as getting back into the swing of things. So because we're in our non-championship season right now, we do get a 45-day period of being with our athletes for 15 hours. And so I've kind of taken that and kind of worked backwards. So for my sport specifically, our last home match was going to be November 13th and 14th, right? That's the what we were going forward with. So I kind of went back from that date and started my 45 days at the end of September. If we start, once our athletes are all cleared next week, which is the 1st of September, we're going to be working through an 8-hour period for the first 3.5 weeks. So I think it's great that that will allow us to kind of introduce the culture of what is Ursuline Volleyball, introduce the how we do things here from the skill standpoint. And I honestly think that, you know, this is going to be a difference maker in a way.
Yeah.
You know, it will allow us to kind of take our quote unquote what is our normal spring, bring it to the fall, and then set us up for some really great success, I think, by being able to do that now and then swing into that 15 hours. Our athletes will go home for Thanksgiving and Christmas, and then we get to come back, and it's not as long of a break, you know? Like, I'm accustomed to having fall all the way up until November, early, you know, late November, and then I don't really get to compete very much until we start back in the fall. And
right.
so this will allow, for my sport specifically, to kind of set – a new precedence in a way for how things are going to continue to progress.
Yeah. And right, I know a lot of people want to know like when we're going to play matches and games and contests and all that kind of stuff. The truth is we don't know.
Yeah.
The conference office at the GMAC, they're doing a great job as far as putting together spring modeled schedules. They've been working on that. You know, the goal of the athletic directors has always been to have a robust full schedule as much as they can in the spring. You know, there's limitations to that. Not as much for volleyball, but if you look at sports like soccer and lacrosse and the outdoor stuff, especially in Northeast Ohio, it's not exactly nice outside in February to play a soccer game. So, you know, there's going to have to be some considerations there too. And then also you've got indoor and outdoor track. You've got tennis and golf and just stuff where everything's going to be squeezed into a 5-month window instead of spread out over the course
of
you know, 8, 9, 10 months. So that's going to look a little bit different as well, too. Again, it kind of goes back to where, in certain aspects, it's good for we don't have men's teams and we're not sharing the gym and, and doing that kind of stuff. So that part's nice. But they are working on that. Our social media, the GMAC social media, they'll have updates on that. As soon as we get schedules, we'll put them out there. But also knowing that,
it
just
could
like in March, it could change, right?
On
and
time.
A lot of that goes, and we can kind of talk a little bit about the not restrictions, but the precautions that we have in place. You know, our athletic training staff and some coaches and compliance people and our AD have put together a document that we won't even try to go completely through, but it's large and it changes literally every other day. You know, but. They've got that together. It's online. It's on our website, UrsulineArrows.com. You go to the website under Inside Athletics. There's a COVID page. It's got everything on there, and I hope that we can delete that page
sooner
than later.
Yes. Yeah, I agree.
But until we can, they've done a great job of doing everything possible that they can do to make sure that our student athletes are safe while they're here.
Absolutely.
A lot of it still comes down to personal responsibility as well, too, because like you mentioned, we're only with them a certain amount of time.
Yep.
They're with each other and with themselves and everybody else a whole lot more on top of that.
Yep.
So it's just kind of that personal responsibility piece that I think all of our staff and coaches have done a really good job of just putting that out there to
Absolutely.
Them. But it just comes down to making good choices. And, you know, and hopefully that's going to lead us to be able to play.
Right. You know, and that's something that I've genuinely tried to do as I've ended each Zoom call with my athletes is just to empower them to understand that, like, the wearing a mask, social distancing, washing your hands, and just making sure that when you are out and doing things, you know, that if you feel comfortable to go out, like some of my athletes have been like, you know, like, I just don't feel comfortable.
Right.
I don't want to expose myself and expose my family. And I think that we just, you know, as collectively as a whole, like you said, have done a great job here at Ursuline. I think our staff has done a great job. And I think that it is going to take some time to adjust. You know, we definitely want all of our students to have the best possible experience that they can. Is this ideal for anyone? No, right? Like,
no,
this is
no.
not. But if we just take the time to, like you said, just do this, the things that we can control as individuals to put us up in, you know, a more successful future, I think that we will definitely be back on the court, in the field, on the in the pool. Hopefully I didn't forget. On the course, you know. going
All
the
that
list,
stuff,
yeah,
right.
On the mat for stunt, you know.
Yes.
So we'll be back very soon without, you know, having any of these precautions that we have to go through.
And you mentioned stunt, and we'll highlight that. That's a good topic for
yeah.
another episode.
Yeah.
But stunt's our newest sport. You could go on and learn more about that at stuntthesport.org is the website for that. But they were here yesterday getting their uniforms.
Yeah,
and
I saw them, and they look great. Danielle, by the way, great choice.
Yes, so that's going to be the newest sport that will start competing this fall. But also competing this fall, as we mentioned, golf has two matches that they're going to play in.
Mm-hmm.
Cross country's got a couple races and a conference championship that they're going to compete in. And as we get closer to that, I think the first one is on September 12th
yep.
For cross country. So we'll be able to preview that a little bit next week. But you know, there are going to be sports that are going to be competing, not only here, but around the country. So, again, it is important that all those precautions are in place. It looks like a lot. It sounds like a lot. It is a lot.
Yes.
But they're there for a good reason.
Sure.
And I think that's the best that we can do as far
mm-hmm.
as trying to make it as safe as we can. And, you know, another thing that they did, you mentioned, you know, the Thanksgiving. Normally we have a week-long fall break
yes.
in October.
Yes.
We've gotten rid of that.
Yep.
And we've ended the semester, not ended the semester, but ended the in-person on
Correct.
Campus part of the semester at Thanksgiving. So when people go home, they're not going to come back till January.
Right.
And hopefully that's going to give us a little bit of a buffer during flu season and everything like that to really avoid some of those things.
Absolutely.
So I think the campus, there's a COVID committee that I think meets hourly.
It would have to be. Or some type of like teamwork discussion
yeah.
that's going on behind the scenes all the time.
Right. So they're constantly going through different stuff and different scenarios of things that they can do, again, just to make sure that it's as safe as possible as we kind of get back into things. And through this platform and our other platforms, we're going to try and keep people as informed as much as we can.
Sure.
So I think we pretty much covered most. Well, actually, no, we got one more thing to cover. So this Thursday night.
Yes.
In the gym. We're going to do a socially distanced movie night.
Yeah.
Andy, who helped us set up all the equipment for this, is going to help us set up the big screen in the gym, and we're going to spread out. And what are we watching?
I honestly don't know. So this is what I think would be a great idea. So I haven't even talked to Brandon about this yet. I think we may choose like three movies, put a poll up on Twitter.
Okay.
And I guess let you guys kind of figure out what you guys want to watch. I mean, until we get it up there, you know, I'd love it if, well, depending on when you're listening to this. If
that means I got to edit it.
Yeah,
quick.
If we get it up pretty quick, maybe we'll take some suggestions. But if not, then we'll put a couple movies up there. And then we'll put a time as whenever the voting will end. But I think it would be kind of cool for you guys to let us know what you guys want to watch.
Yeah.
We just thought it would be a great idea to kind of allow for you guys to meet each other from the athletic perspective. And, you know, it's very important as a coach to have other athletes in the
right.
stands, you know, and that's another issue that hopefully we can address, that we can have fans in the
yes.
in the seats, hopefully come spring. So, but yeah, movie night
yeah.
Thursday and
7 o'clock in the
it.
Gym. Bring snacks, bring
blankets,
sleeping bags, tents,
whatever
you want to bring.
Yeah.
And we'll also be doing pictures this week too, Tuesday,
yes.
Wednesday, and Thursday. Team pictures, well, not team pictures, but individual headshots. We're going to hold off on the team pictures and the group pictures. We will take them as soon as we can to get those out. But again, we just want to kind of remain safe as possible. Everybody, every athlete got one of these masks. Here. I know your team got those
yeah.
volleyball ones as well, too.
One of our parents, shout out to Miss Esther, Abby's mom. She had these made for us. So
yeah.
cool little UC. You can't really see, but it's got volleyball written down there. It's a little dark, but yeah, so it's going to look a little bit different. My group is getting their gear today, and they have four masks inside their bags. I never thought that
right.
I would be including facial protection as part of my gear, but, you know, hey,
here
we
are 2020
yeah.
So yeah, gear Christmas for a lot of teams today. So yeah, we'll put the movie poll up, we'll get that up on our social media, we'll get this up there on our YouTube channel, and then next week hopefully we can either have maybe Coach Bestel join us
sure.
and talk about cross country a little bit, And then we'll start getting some athletes involved as well, kind of going forward. And if you have any suggestions when we post this, just reply to us on Twitter, send us a DM, anything like that. And we'll try to kind of keep this going as much as we can throughout the semester. And soon enough, we'll be previewing games and competitions and all that
and
other good stuff.
With, you know.
Yeah, maybe
you
not.
Actually, like, see what we look like. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Or maybe we'll keep them on so you don't have to see what we look like.
We might have to lose the video aspect of
exactly.
it at that point. So.
Exactly.
Well, we thank you for listening to this first episode of the Ursuline Arrows Weekly Video Podcast thing that we don't have a complete plan for yet, but we'll get a plan as we kind of go along. And stay tuned on our social medias at UC Arrows. Look for that movie poll. Let us know what you want to watch on Thursday night, and we will talk to you guys next week.
All right, guys, stay healthy.
Easy enough.
25 minutes.
And
right
just
there.
Like that. Is it still going?